الإذاعة الإلكترونية لجامعة العلوم والتكنولوجيا تقدم مصطلحات ومراسلات باللغة الإنجليزية. الإعداد والتقديم الدكتور محمد شجاع الدين. الهندسة الصوتية المهندس محمد العلي. الإشراف الدكتور سميرة الشميري والدكتور محمد السيد. الإخراج رياض المحيا.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear viewers and students. Welcome back to our learning symposium on air for the subject commercial correspondence. In today's lesson, we're going to learn about other types of correspondence as well as payment. Upon finishing the lesson, you're expected to deal with the following. 1. Complaining letter. 2. Adjustment letter. 3. Payments and acknowledgement of payments. Dear students, let's start our lesson with the first point, the complaining letter. In business transactions, the sellers try hard to satisfy the customers. However, mistakes might happen, and in such situation, the buyer can write a complaint letter to the seller to notify him about these mistakes. In turn, the seller replies with an adjustment letter correcting the mistake or promising to do so. So the complaint letter, also called claim letter, is sent by the buyer to the seller, expressing his dissatisfaction about the execution of his order due to the mistakes that happened within the process. The question is, what makes customers complain? The following are examples of typical complaints about product. 1. Receiving wrong goods, either in quantity, size, color, etc. 2. Delivering goods in damaged condition because of faulty packing or incorrect handling in the transportation. 3. Delays in shipping goods. 4. Incorrect invoices or statement of accounts due to a misunderstanding of price or terms of payment or discount. 5. Defective materials or workmanship. 6. Malfunctioning parts. 7. Products not as represented before buying, and this is a very serious problem. Now, dear students, the following are also examples of typical complaints about services. 1. Delivery mix-ups. 2. Broken promises regarding time. 3. Discourtesy. 4. Carelessness. 5. Bookkeeping errors or financial records errors. In most cases, unhappy customers have certain claims they think will compensate the inconveniences. The following are examples of expected claims by customers. 1. Free repairs. 2. Reduction in the price due to a defect. 3. Refund for all or part of the purchase price. 4. Free replacement of defective parts, the whole item, or the whole shipment or service. 5. Free inspections. 6. Explanation for change in policy or procedure. 7, cancellation of order, totally or part of it. 8, correction of the billing error. 9, new shipment with correct item ordered. 10, credit to account. Finally, letters of complaint expressed in reasonable ways are more likely to get results than merely rude letters. When you write a letter of complaints, take into consideration the following points. 1. Make sure before writing a complaint letter that there is a real and a genuine problem. Then write and send the letter immediately. 2. Explain carefully and tactfully what your complaint is all about. 3. Indicate the inconvenience or loss that the mistakes have caused you. 4. Suggest what you consider to be a fair adjustment as a reasonable and acceptable solution to both parties concerned. 5. Use passive and impersonal expression and show confidence that your claim will receive immediate and favorable attention. Dear students, we come now to discuss the second part of the lesson, the adjustment letters. Companies and sellers must try hard to satisfy the customers when, of course, receiving complaining letters. This is important to keep the confidence to the business. Besides, they need to convince them that these mistakes rarely happen and that what happened was an exceptional case. But before writing a letter of adjustment, you should remember the following points. 1. Reply to the complaint letter immediately. Otherwise, write an acknowledgement of complaints as soon as you receive the complaining letter and tell the complainant that you have received his complaint and it is receiving your full care and attention. You also need to promise to send a letter of adjustment, including a satisfactory solution. 2. Address your letter personally to the particular customer or the one who complained if member in a company. 3. Express your appreciation of the complainant's letter for calling your attention to that problem. 4. If the complaint is reasonable, apologize for the problem and inconvenience caused and explain briefly how it happened, then offer a solution to that problem, usually meant to compensate. 5. Inform the complainant of the preventive procedures you've taken to deal with that problem. Also, assure him that he will not be put to any such inconvenience in the future. 6. Offer further cooperation and assurance of satisfaction. This will promote goodwill for your company and sustain your relation with the customer. It will also help avoid bad words of mouth by angry and unhappy customers. 7. If the complaint is unreasonable or not valid, state clearly why you are refusing or only accepting part of the complaint. At the same time, show the complainant that you understand his problem and try to convince him of the justness of your decision. Now, you can sum up all these points in just 4 steps when writing adjustment letters. 1, the opening. As we discussed before, you need to acknowledge the complaint and thank the customer for writing and informing you. Look at the following different examples. Thank you for your letter dated on Sunday, 4th of March, in which you informed us that, and then you finish the letter. Or, we would like to thank you for informing us for our accounting error in your letter of the 2nd of April, 2009. Or, We are replying to your letter dated on Tuesday, 7th of April, 2009, in which you told us that, and then you carry on with the problem. Number two, explaining the mistake. Only if the complaint is justified, explanation on how the mistake happened is needed. Look at the following different examples. The mistake was due to a fault in one of our machines, which has now been corrected. Or, there appears to have been some confusion in our addressing system, but this has been adjusted. Or, it is unusual for this type of error to arise, but the problem now has been dealt with. Three, solving the problem. After acknowledging and explaining what had happened, you must put matters right as soon as possible and tell your customers that you are doing so. The following are examples on how to do that. We have checked our accounts and find that we have indeed sent you the wrong statement due to system error. The computer has since reprogrammed, and we assure you that these mistakes will not be repeated. Or, steps are being taken immediately to solve defects or to reshape according to the problem arises. Or, the material you complained about has now been withdrawn and replaced with another one with high quality and longer durability. Number four, the closing. It is useful when closing your letter to mention that the mistake, error, or fault is an exception and either rarely or never happens in your business. Finally, close by apologizing for the inconvenience, as in the following example. Finally, we assure you that this was an exceptional mistake and is unlikely to happen. Please accept our apologies for the inconvenience. Now, dear students, we come to discuss the third part of our lesson, payment and acknowledgement of payment. Payment of foreign transactions can be made in any of the following methods. Number one, letter of credit, LC. This is the most commonly used method of payment for foreign transactions, especially when dealing with unknown buyers. Number two, bank transfer. Whether in the same bank or in a different bank, payment can achieve through transferring money upon the order from the buyer's account to the seller's account. Three, bill of exchange, or BE. It's a written order by the seller, drawer, to the buyer, drawee, to pay an amount of money at a specified future date. The bill is sent to the buyer through a bank to accept and sign it before goods are delivered. Finally, to inform the seller about the method of payment, the buyer sends him a short letter called letter of payment, and this serves as a covering letter when payment documents are enclosed with it. It is necessary to end the letter of payment with the request to the seller so as to send an acknowledgement of payment. In turn, when the seller receives the letter of payment, he should write an acknowledgement letter to the buyer, usually a short and direct letter notifying him that the payment is received. By this, dear students, we come to the end of the lesson. Let us see what we covered during the lesson. We explained the complaining letter as a letter sent by the buyer to the seller, expressing his dissatisfaction when mistakes accidentally happen in day-to-day business. We then explained the adjustment letter as a necessary reply to customers' complaints. Our last point was about the different forms of payments of foreign transactions. By this, dear students, we come to the end of our learning symposium on air. Hoping you all benefited, I recommend you to refer back to your textbooks for more examples on the various types of correspondence at the end of your books. Thank you again for watching us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.
مصطلحات ومراسلات باللغة الإنجليزية. الإعداد والتقديم الدكتور محمد شجاع الدين. الهندسة الصوتية المهندس محمد العلي. الإشراف الدكتور سميرة الشميري والدكتور محمد السيد. الإخراج رياض المحيّة.